Hallelujah. If you're visiting with us, you might be sitting here going, what on earth? Nothing to do with earth. What we're experiencing here tonight is the presence of Jesus, is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I just want to thank Stephen and Elder Walter and Dolores for those very powerful testimonies. They truly... as they were speaking, it reminded me, you know, of reading the Bible, how it's all these stories with one message, because that's what the Bible is when you read it, different chapters and different books, and it's all different stories and one message, that God is real, God is good, God has a son, he is God the Son, Jesus, and life is changed and made completely new when we know him. By the power of the Spirit, and it's good news, and that's what I'd like to talk to you tonight, good news. A couple of years ago, I visited England, and I was speaking at a women's conference, and it was my very first time in that nation speaking and ministering. And I was brought to a place where I'd never been before. It was outside the city, and it was like in a, they called it a farm. It didn't look like a farm at all. But I was brought into a house and into the room where I would be staying. And as I looked around, the room looked very unfamiliar. I was in unfamiliar mode. I don't know if you've ever been in a place like that, but nothing is familiar. And the weather wasn't familiar, and the house and the view. And I noticed when I looked out the window, there was a garden, and it had a stone wall all running the perimeter of this garden that I was looking down. But it's not a garden like you would think of a garden. The ground was very brownish, colorless gray, and there was nothing blooming. And there was this large tree, and it was a bare tree, and it was planted there right in my line of sight. And it's like the branches, these bare branches look to me like bony fingers kind of just reaching out against this overcast sky. And I remember looking out over this scene, and I remember a prayer just kind of rose up in me, and it said, Lord, would you speak to me in this place? Not fully understanding that prayer or even why this scene evoked that prayer in me. And being jet-lagged, I went to bed. And the next morning, I got up, and the conference was to start that night. And I spent the day, and I was praying and reading and writing and thinking, and then went out to eat. And when I came back in the late afternoon and walked into that room, all of a sudden, I looked out the window, and I just gasped. Because when I looked out this window, the scene before me absolutely looked like a wonderland. And I couldn't believe it, but I don't know if it's the soil in that place or the temperature or the, I don't know what it is about that place, but I'm telling you, in 24 hours, that place was completely transformed. It was not the same view. Can I tell you, it was so not the same view. I just could not stop staring. The tree had completely bloomed, had these beautiful pink blossoms on them. It's like the grass was lime green. There was things growing against this garden. Well, I couldn't believe how transformed. And it wasn't just like little bitty buds. It was like a full blooming tree. It was a miracle. I couldn't believe it. And the Lord spoke to me, and he said to me, you are not wasting your time here. Has the Lord ever said that to you? You're not wasting your time here? And it's something got embedded into me that day, because I realized that something the Lord was speaking to me like I had asked him to. And he said to me, you would not believe what a difference one day can make. If I'm in a place, you cannot believe what a difference 24 hours can make. And I was thinking, as people were on the other side of that garden wall, it was a very busy road. And people were, you know, driving on that busy other side. And I was thinking, and I would have joined them, but they were so blind to what had happened to the miracle in this garden, this scene that I was in and witnessed what happened in 24 hours. And I pray tonight that God would bring us into that same kind of garden here tonight. That God would is in this place, and that he would, because he's here, and we could have the same cry, Lord, speak to me here. You can maybe have come into this building, and when you first came in, you felt like you were in a garden that was very, very bare. Your life really was, in some ways, just one cry, reaching out to an overcast sky. And yet, with the Lord in this place, I can tell you with authority, and I join the voices that have already spoken here tonight, and the voices behind me that already have sung to us tonight. The Lord makes the difference. And he can make a complete difference in your life in 24 hours. As radically as that garden changed before me. You see, the Lord, he created nature. He created the trees, the soil, the temperature. He created everything to be able to produce a spectacular garden. Lucky people of England, they have to put up with a lot of overcast weather, but they do have something spectacular in that soil, I'm convinced, to transform a place in 24 hours. That's what the Lord does. He transforms the place. This being the place, our heart and our mind and our lives. And I never forgot that. And the Lord speaks through the nature that he created. It's to speak. And if we ask him to speak to us, he will, in the most surprising of ways. And he spoke to me so clearly before I ever entered that conference that the Lord is saying, you're not wasting your time. I want you to believe me. I have opened your eyes now to a spiritual truth. I make all the difference. What a difference a day can make. In my presence, seeking me, what a difference one day can make. And I was thinking, you know, God many times is found in a garden. And God put man in a garden at the beginning of creation. And man being mankind, man and woman, he put them in this wonder-filled place, but it proved too much for mankind there. So then God put himself in a garden, the Garden of Gethsemane. And watch what the next 24 hours would do after that garden experience. Because when Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane, within 24 hours of that experience, he would be following the will of his Father to be led to his death, to an agonizing death on the cross, knowing that was what was needed to be done. Because it seemed like God's initial plan for man, that he walk with him and know him in the Garden of Eden, that man having a free choice freely chose not God. And yet God was determined that the humanity he created, a place and a way would be made for us to return to him. And when he went to the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, Lord, Father, not my will be done, your will be done. And I know it is your will that I die. And in dying, when I go to that cross, that Father, you will lay the sin of the world upon me. Every sin ever committed by every man, woman, and child ever created would be laid upon us, his Son, God's Son, his sinless Son, his perfect Son. And on that, when sin of mankind was laid on his Son, God said, when he dies, his blood and what this death represented will forever satisfy my heart. That sin that plagues mankind and is found in the very heart of man. This sin nature that is found in us, there will be a remedy, and that we don't have to sin, and we don't have to live in sin. That when we come to Jesus Christ, he who created us and he who died for us and he who shed his blood for us is greater than the sin that is found in us. Hallelujah. And 24 hours after God went to a garden, it was a new place for mankind on this earth. For God made a way for man to know his heavenly Father. God made a way for the power of sin to be broken in the heart of humanity. God made a way that the penalty of sin, which is separation from God for eternity, would be canceled. And all those that come to the Father through the Son, through Jesus Christ, he says, I will make known to you that if you repent and ask me to forgive you, I will. And is proof that I have heard you and that I'm going to change your life radically and completely. In the next 24 hours, I will send you the seal of the Holy Spirit, who the Holy Spirit is God. He is God, the third person in the Trinity. And God says, I will draw you to myself. I'm your Father. I've prepared a home for you. My Son, who is now your brother and your best friend, and I will come and take up residence in your heart as the Holy Spirit. It will be absolutely unstoppable what I will do in your heart and your mind. And the next 24 hours, you will be astounded at what 24 hours will do after anyone in this place makes that decision for Christ. And we also heard tonight that even as Christians, that somehow, as Dolores was sharing with us, can hit a hard patch in the road. I feel like the Lord is saying tonight, do not give up. I know what I'm doing. Don't give up. You don't know. At the fullness of time, when I know what I'm doing and I know that you believe me, and in a moment of time, I can turn it all around. No matter how deep the oppression, no matter how much you don't understand what I'm doing in your life, no matter where it seems like even the old flames of things you thought were embers dying in your heart, and now through circumstance and sin and temptation seem to be leaping up back into life again to destroy the testimony that I put in you. It is not true. For I know what I am doing, and in 24 hours or less than, I can turn the whole thing around. And the Lord is saying to even believers tonight, believe me, never believe that the miracle that you see every spring when the death is canceled and I breathe by my Spirit, that soft south wind caused the trees to bud, the sun to shine, and the soil to release life, so I shall do it in you. And do not doubt me. Hallelujah. 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 Oh yes, what a difference a day can make. God is so worthy of our trust today. And no, if it is a hard time right now, maybe your experience has been, you've been let down by men or your own heart or your own experience. Beloved, look away from that which is flesh and say, Holy Spirit, you witness to me now. You are speaking hope and you are speaking life to my life right now. You are speaking life as surely as that tree just seemed to skip over the bud stage and the tiny little leaf stage and just overnight was transformed from a bare bony tree right before my eyes to a full blown blooming beautiful tree. That made me gasp. So God is able to do in any life, in this place, to any life that will trust him. Hallelujah. Because that's what happens when we invite him in. He breaks up the darkness. He breaks up the death. He breaks up the sin. He breaks up the depression. He breaks up the despair. Because life himself, Jesus Christ, comes in and he makes all the difference. For eternity. That was my experience 34 years ago, 33. And it has continued to be true in my life. And for so many in this room, they would say a hearty amen to that truth. Amen. I'm just going to ask you if we could just stand. Now, we do something here that you may find hard if you're just visiting. But the Holy Spirit, God, is in this place. Jesus is here. And there are some of you here tonight. You are desperate for a change. You are desperate. You have an ache like Stephen was talking about, that nothing is satisfying. And tonight you heard the name that is above your pain and your despair and your emptiness, the name of Jesus. And we just ask that all over this place, people who would boldly say, I've heard tonight the name Jesus, and I know that's what I am missing. I know that I want to give my life to Jesus. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, I am hearing truth that's reaching into my darkness. It's reaching into my despair. I'm hearing people talk. I see a light upon them. I see something that I don't have and I have never seen before, except the people with the name of Jesus on their lips seem to have a power and a life that I want. All over this place, you're saying, that's me. I want Jesus and I want the life he brings, that new life. Just raise your hand all over this place if you are saying, that's what I want. Yes, I see. Hallelujah. That's what I want. I want that life. I want that new beginning. Hallelujah. Well, the good news, it's yours. It's absolutely yours. Anyone who comes to Jesus is never turned away. Every heart that opens, he comes in and he fills it. And what a difference 24 hours will make. If that is you, I want you to come to the front now, because I'm just asking you if you would come and we will have a word of prayer. And you're going to say a prayer with me. God hears you. He even saw you as you raised your hand, but God is hears you. And we would just like to pray together, so that you can repeat some words, the words that your heart wants to say. I'm going to help you say some words that your heart wants to say and is desperate to say. And there may be others in this place that you right now in your walk is saying, Jesus, I've opened my heart to you, but right now I need that message that you've not abandoned me. And 24 hours, this whole thing can change. The darkness and the losing battle with failure and despair I'm fighting. And Lord, I'm coming to believe you're good. You change everything. If you want to join those that are coming for this time of prayer also. And so the musicians are just going to say a short word. Please, if your heart is thumping right now, come to the front. Come to the front. We're going to have prayer here. God loves you. And he's here to change your life completely. Hallelujah. My friends, let spring speak to you. When you look and you see those trees begin to bud, and you just, one for one moment, just close your eyes and put your face up into the sun, let it fall on you. Let spring speak to you. For surely those trees that seem dead have been made alive again. So shall you, and so are you. And we are trees, the planting of the Lord. He knows how to plant a tree so that it'll live, because he puts his life into it. And for some of you that have come to the front and you're discouraged, just put your face into the sun next sunny day and have an incredible moment with God. You know, some of the best moments of your life is just you and Jesus. Some of the best moments of your life. Close your eyes, put your face up, and say, thank you, Jesus, you're speaking to me. The sun that you created is shining down on me. And the sun who created me lives in me. So there's hope. Just put your face up to the sun and live in the hope that God alone gives us. And Lord, I just ask you to break the power of despair and unbelief in those, Lord, that have come discouraged. Lord, I pray for them. And I thank you, Lord, that you will speak to them. And you will tell them their life is not wasted and these are not wasted moments, Lord. Put your hand upon them, Lord, and break up the power of darkness. Let spring come into their heart. Let hope spring up anew as they call on your name, Jesus. You will never fail. You will never fail your church. And I thank you for the moments of joy and hope that await them, Lord, as spring speaks to us of hope anew and what a difference a day in you can make. And now for those that have come to the altar and you have said, I want Jesus. I want the brand new life he alone brings to a human heart. That right now, at this moment, you are opening your heart up to God who will never, never, never leave you or forsake you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you've responded to him. And now I'm going to just ask you if you will pray with me and pray with me just by repeating a prayer. And when you repeat the prayer, I'm asking the Holy Spirit that it be the prayer that witnesses to your heart that God is with you, God is in you, God has forgiven you, and a brand new life has been started. So if you would pray after me, Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me. Thank you for dying on a cross for me. Please forgive my sin. And thank you that you want to. Change me. Break up the darkness. And bring your light to me. Thank you that you understand me. And you see me. And you are with me. I give my life to you, and you've given your life for me. Make me to know how much you love me and how deeply forgiven I am. And the new life I now have in Jesus. Thank you for the difference my life will now be. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe you've never heard this before, but you are saved. You are saved. You are saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.